From NPR West, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is away. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, as another major hurricane barrels toward the Gulf Coast, we'll check in with the city of New Orleans, where residents are again being evacuated. But we start our coverage of Hurricane Rita, now a Category 4 storm, with winds clocking in at around 140 miles per hour. With the latest forecast from the National Weather Service, here's meteorologist Walt Zaleski.
It's going to take the storm several days to reach the western Gulf area and affect southeast Texas. So those areas from Brownsville all the way to the Texas-Louisiana coastline are still under the gun. The most likely area to impact would be somewhere between Corpus Christi and Houston.
That was meteorologist Walt Zaleski at the National Weather Service. The cities of Houston and Galveston are getting set for the worst. Galveston has ordered a mandatory evacuation. In Houston, this was the call from Mayor Bill White this morning.
If you're in mobile homes or other structures where you use your common sense and you doubt the capacity to withstand high winds, then we are asking you to evacuate.
Houston's Mayor Bill White. Joining us now is Paul Pendergraft, news director for member station KUHF in Houston. Welcome, Paul.
Glad to be here today.
What's the weather like right now? We always like to ask that question to start this scenario.
You've heard the cliche, I'm sure, calm before the storm. It's a lovely day today, and it's actually going to be quite hot, hotter than normal, maybe even the upper 90s. And we know that that's not going to last long.
Tell us about the geography. How far inland is Houston? It's up Galveston Bay from Galveston, which is on the Gulf Coast, right?
Correct. Houston is 60 miles from the coast. It's about an hour drive from Galveston. And there's a Galveston Bay. It's the bay that connects essentially the city of Houston and the ship channel to the Gulf of Mexico. And that's the reason for a lot of these evacuations. The mayor was talking about, as you just heard, concern of wind, but there's also even a higher concern for some storm surge that might affect parts of East Houston, maybe even as far inside the loop, which is our 610 loop. It's the circle that surrounds the central business district. So there's a real risk of storm surge, and there could be water well into the city.
Hmm. And what sort of evacuation are they talking about for Houston?
Well, it's voluntary at this point. It's obviously, there's 4 million people here. It's not likely that we'll get everybody out. That's not even realistic. But there are folks that are, they've been notified that they're in a storm surge zone. This is on the eastern side of the city and the southern part of Houston, the county, Harris County, adjacent to Galveston County. And there's probably 100,000, maybe 200,000 people that are going to be asked to evacuate the low-lying areas. These folks know that it floods because, you know, we're about 50 feet off the mean sea level, so there's been high water there before. Some of these folks are familiar with the process, so this is nothing new.
And how far inland would thoughts of evacuation be?
It's very likely that the evacuation will probably reach 100 miles inland. Huntsville is about 60 miles north of Houston, and Houston is about 60 miles north of Galveston. So the evacuation could be well into Houston. We've even said if you want to go to Dallas, please drive on north to Dallas, which is a couple of hundred miles north of here.
How many people have left so far? Can you tell? Is traffic busy?
Traffic is very busy on I-45 North. That's the main road out of Galveston, and it comes right through Houston. And they're encouraging these folks in Galveston County and the Houston area that if they're evacuating to actually leave the city, go up north of town to like Huntsville, even out to College Station towards the west, and maybe even to San Antonio towards the far west. But they want people to not evacuate to Houston. They want them out of the city.
Rita could come ashore at Category 4, which was the same as Katrina. A Category 5, some people are talking about that. That hasn't happened for decades. What sort of plans are people taking who are going to stay?
Well, it's kind of one of those things where no one really expects a 5, but 4 seems to be realistic, and the landfall is expected south of Houston. At this point, the track has it coming into Matagorda Bay, which is about 100 miles south of Houston. But Houston and Galveston are on the dirty side, so folks here are doing the best they can to hunker down. I'll tell you, Noah, that the experience that the folks in Katrina in New Orleans that have survived Katrina, those lessons are being put in place now. Evacuations are being taken seriously. People are really taking this storm much more seriously than they would have if Katrina hadn't happened.
Paul Pendergraft is the news director of member station KUHF in Houston. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you very much.